Thank you, Ed, for the pause.
Now, all these thoughts take place before John Doe even knows whether or not he will be part of that reduction in the workforce. But the ego is already assuming that there is a great possibility for this scenario to play out. Now, what might John Doe do based on this reasoning? Well, to begin with, he will most likely feed these fears through more negative thoughts. Sooner or later, however, he will most likely take some action. Once an action has occurred, the energy has begun to manifest into the physical. He will end up causing himself to become part of the 20% reduction, even if initially his name never appeared on the list of cuts. Why? Because of all the energy he put into the thoughts of fear. Yes, I am laboring on this subject heavily because it is this very thing which is causing the greatest problem upon your world today. You have an entire planet which is living in the fear mode. And fear comes from nowhere except your own egos. And no one can change that course except you, yourself. Why am I laboring on this subject? What does it have to do with earth changes? Students, it has a great deal to do with the subject at hand. Fear will bring unto you exactly that which you do not want. Fear can bring about an earthquake more rapidly than you can imagine. Oh, I see. You have no control over the elite bombing the false. No. I beg to differ with you. If you are in fear of this taking place, do you not see that you are only strengthening the elite's control and hold over you? Do you not see that your fears are the energy which drives them? California has a huge population which is living in fear of everything from losing jobs to being shot driving down the street to being destroyed by a massive earthquake and now to being washed downstream in a flood or buried in mud. Students, this is all thought energy which is going to manifest in like kind sooner or later. You're at a stage right now of massive energy returning back to your planet, which has basically been accumulating mass and strength. Unfortunately, that energy is, in the greater part, what you call negative, and it is going to manifest itself in some physical form. That is why so much effort has been spent and so many lessons have been given regarding the ego. You have been told to go with the flow, if it feels good, do it, etc., ad nauseum. Well, students, this has been fed the ego, and you have allowed it to get completely out of hand. The ego is not to control you. Rather, you must take control over it. Instead, you try to control everything around you. You would do better to go within and get control first over self. Then there would be little struggle with that which is outside of self. Enough on that subject for the moment. Let us take a look at the situation which is going on now in California. In the past year, you have experienced earthquakes, floods, fires, and now more flooding. If that were not enough, you are now being told by your own scientists that you are long overdue for a major earthquake and that it could take place at any time now. You have been told that this earthquake will most likely be beyond the imagination of anyone. Oh? I seem to recall making a statement very similar to that on many occasions in the past several years. Yet during that time, I was called a fearmonger, among other things. Perhaps now you will believe that we do know of that which we speak. We are not communicating with you because we have nothing better to do, or because we desire to create fear. We do that well enough for ourselves and need little help with that one. You are here to try to help. We are here to try to help you ones save your hides. Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power, power to change things. Information should not cause fear. Information and knowledge will empower you if you would but get outside your own little egos for a few minutes. Many have fled from California since last year's earthquake, but take a look at where most of them have gone and what has taken place in their new residences. they have taken with them the exact same mindsets as they had in California and are creating exactly the same environment they left. Has the information done them any good? As long as the thought processes are the same energy is being produced and will, sooner or later, manifest itself in the same manner as it would have if they had remained in California. What am I saying? I am saying that it is not the place, but rather it is the thoughts of those ones in the place. There's a tremendous amount of energy present all along the Pacific Coast, especially in the Los Angeles area. That is a fact. It is but a matter of time before the pressure will release. And when it does, it is not just the San Andreas fault you will have to contend with, but all the little faults and fractures which crisscross the entire Los Angeles area. The rains of late are but adding to the problems, for they are only going to act as lubricant in the fractures, causing them to slip more easily. But the more immediate problem is all the water and mud on the surface. Many have lost all their possessions and homes in the storms and have been forced to leave million-dollar homes and take up residence in small, cramped quarters. It is a difficult time for many, and we do understand the feelings of those who have lost so much. But, you see, those possessions are only as valuable as you have allowed them to be. And you are getting first-hand knowledge of how quickly these things can perish. Yet, you do go on with or without those things, do you not? Perhaps this lesson is something to be examined and thought upon. It is not only California which is experiencing strange weather patterns, for everywhere the seasons seem to be all mixed up. It is mid-January, and yet many places which should be in the grips of ice and snow are experiencing springtime weather. Even nature would seem to be confused, for trees are budding, flowers are blooming, and the deserts are alive already. You are in a time of change. Changes are about you everywhere, and as we have told you in the past, everything is out of its season. These changes are only going to become more apparent as time goes on, because you are in the stages of transition. I do not know how many more ways I can say this. When you see floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanic activity, strange weather occurrences and patterns, know that these things are going to increase in frequency the closer you draw to the time of transition. Change is going to be reflected in every aspect of your lives, from your jobs to your governments to your planet. It is but the order of things in the time in which you are experiencing. In order for you as individuals to make it through the transition, you are, by necessity, going to have to change your thought patterns. That is why I spend so much time in the beginning of this writing discussing fears. It is imperative you grasp hold of these destructive thought patterns, called fears, for only by taking control of your thoughts will you be able to make it through these times. Go within and do self-examination. Judge self before you stand in judgment of another. You will achieve much more change in this manner, believe me. It is all a part of taking responsibility for your own lives. Thoughts are powerful, much more powerful than you have considered. Thought energy carries the potential for creation or destruction. But the choice is strictly up to you. Think hard on that which you choose, for you will live to either enjoy the fruits of the thoughts or live to regret them, and in the end, you will have only self to judge for them. I have dumped quite a load again, but, students, you are standing at a crucial and critical time, and the direction you take is of your own choosing. So stop blaming everyone else for your problems, and take the responsibility of realizing that you really do create what you think, good or bad. It is your own and no one else's. Thank you for your attention. Your work does not go unnoticed or unrewarded. Each and every one of you who have chosen to work in the service of God of Light are the little bright points on your planet. You may feel alone, but in fact you never are, for we are with you night and day, in darkness and in light. If you do not believe me, just step outside on a clear night and say hello, and then watch the colored strobes on our ships for acknowledgement. You are doing good work. Tonios de Clear, salut.
Oh, thank you. You see, we can't get away, can we, without giving you some kind of a spiritual lesson. On the other hand, that's what it's all about. Everything physical will be left to the imagination when the imagination wakes up, the mind. When you understand the reality of what is real versus what is the illusion, then comes the knowing. So there's where it's all at. And yet, where do we begin? You have to begin in kindergarten. And that seems like a real drag. We'd rather hear about flying saucers. Well, I can tell you about flying saucers. I kind of resent the term. We have the most magnificent flying machines ever conjured by any mind. We have the most incredible scans on those machines that a pilot who plays with aircraft would give his arm just a touch. It's like silk, and it's as strong as anything in your universe. And yet we don't need to travel utilizing that vehicle. It's not all that can do what needs to be done as far as thought projection, but I would tell Norio, for instance, when you are quite impressed with the appearance of a jumping object, yes, you can have any direction. But what you're doing is finally reaching that frequency of invisibility. I can even tell you exactly what frequency that is, when a craft can become visible. And this is not something that your technologists don't know. Of course they know. They have had trouble getting there. And very frequently what you are experiencing when you will overlook Groom Lake, for instance, and you see they're going to back you off farther now. Because they've got to test some of this equipment. And it's not so easy to fool you anymore. And part of that appearance or that illusion of a jump is not that at all. It is simply the cloaking versus the uncloaking device. Sometimes on two objects, most of the time on Earth plane, it will be two objects for the pure purpose of fooling you. Because they know that's what we did to prove our presence with one such as Billy Meyer. So that's something you've got to do. We've got to give you the illusion of the reality. And so you are looking at, most of the time, a stealth object or one that is cloaked. It will blink off. The other will be seen. And so forth. They're playing with the cloaking devices. Those are energy fields. Those are plasmic energy fields. It's very easy to bend light. It's very easy to become invisible. Very easy for us to create clouds around our vehicles. But you can't do it. So when you see a ship-shaped cloud out there, and there is nothing else in the sky, you can know it's us. Because your technology cannot create that cloud. And yet we have to go to extra work to remove it. So there are clues. And one of your major clues as far as sighting alien craft, good alien craft, we make no bones about it. We strobe colored lights all the time in your night sky. We'd do it in the daytime, but there's no need for you to see it in the daytime. There are other ways that can give you your little bit of confirmation that makes you feel good. And then go watch what the astronomers tell you. Go watch what Carl Sagan tells you on this side of his face and what he's going to tell you when we meet him. He knows us. The man is in Majestic 12. He is one of the members of MJ-12. And he knows what's going on. But they're not supposed to tell you. So we've got a lot of fun things in front of us. And it's just now time to become comfortable with the higher working technicians. It's like Eustace. I want him out here. Jordan Maxwell can show through pictures all of the things that Eustace has been saying for years. But we need Eustace to make that step farther into constitutional law. He's not afraid to go up there and play with federal judges. He never wins either, but I mean, this is the story of your life. That is your life. This is what you're up against. A foul judicial system. Absolutely and total injustice system. Completely controlled. And it's illegal. It's unconstitutional. Your 13th Amendment, which they buried, says that anyone with title of nobility, which is Esquire, that is an English title, a British title, you have a bar association, you have no management under the Constitution, or not under the Constitution, under the law, the Maritime Admiralty law, that even Tessie's lawyers, it's whether or not you can belong to the club. And when you dig out your 13th Amendment, it was ratified, my friends. They simply buried it. It was not convenient for these shysters. So they took it out of your Constitution. And they did it during the War of 1812 so you wouldn't notice. And they just plug in another 13th Amendment and keep going. When you stand on constitutional law, there will not be one lawyer that is a citizen of the United States. It says in there, you forfeit your right as a citizen of the United States if you hold one of these titles. That means that every cotton-picking lawyer belonging to that association, that bar association, is not literally a citizen of the United States of America. And none of them may serve in any governmental position or any judgeship. Can you imagine? I think you would think you have reached the age of radiance if you just got rid of the lawyers.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to do it. We can do it. But it's going to take us getting to know each other so that we trust each other. And then you got to do the marching. I get to be the supervisor.
2020, Friday night, had a good one on lawyers.
Share.
We had John Stoffel was doing interviewing, and it was about the asbestos at John Fanville. And he was absolutely amazed at how these lawyers kept interfering, and they were the only ones who got any money.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just marvelous. They've managed now to strip O.J. from being a wealthy man into being poverty-stricken, and you guys are going to have to end up paying for the court case.
Commander, let me add to what Patricia just said, because I intend to put it in the paper under the Jason Brent section.
Now have a new section, I see.
Yes, we have a Jason Brent section this weekend. John Stossel was dynamic. We know who is on this show, Barbara Walters, and John Stossel is a young groomed replacement for the next generation of, well, we could call them Kazarian correspondents. But John Stossel, look, these lawyers who are making money in the asbestos cases that are going on for 25 years now are making hundreds of millions of dollars on these cases. They have shut down entire operations plants, entire cities, because they were the only plants in cities, in certain cities in the Midwest. And as a result, the people who are actually suffering from the asbestos problems have gotten either nothing at all or crumbs amounting to a few thousand dollars, while a few lawyers have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars. They bought baseball teams, and they went through the chronicling of a few of these lawyers. And John Stossel looked the one lawyer, the main lawyer, very serpentine-looking fellow, charming fellow, right in the eye. And this was the classic line, and he said, "Well, you're just a parasite." And he stopped dead right there. And, of course, the lawyer defended himself. He said, "You are just a parasite."
Thank you for sharing.
At the end of that, Hugh Downs turned to John Stossel at the end of that and said, "You're not hoping to have any need a lawyer in the next few months, are you?"
Well, we're going to get there, and we look forward to being able to have less of me. Norma looks forward to that, and more of Norio, Jordan, Eustace. You see, they've all been very, very generous to share. So they've all had an introduction out there to the people. I'm going to turn my thrust this week into the age of treason and Bertrand Russell and how you got into the educational absolute insanity that you're into. What we need with the paper are recognized speakers who write in their own style and present what they want. We want this to be a voice of the people. And ones, you know, threaten us. "Well, if you write for so-and-so, we will not share." Well, then that one who objects is the one who's out. And we have had to feel our way through lawsuits and determined, deliberate assault. There is no patriot, true patriot, no truth bringer, who has not been subject to that, from being stopped by the police on the fringes of Area 51 to them coming to your door. They try to stop you in the only way they know how. Sneaky deceit. Secret activities. And your government's full of it. The BATF is part of it. FEMA is the major criminal element. And did you notice how they're out very abundantly bragging about how much better they're doing now than they did? What are they doing there in the first place? You're under martial law. And you're training the thugs to be the police officers. And you've got to get in the foreign troops and ship yours out. Because no son wants to go and shoot his mother. It's just not done in nice society. So you've got to keep all the troops brainwashed, and you've got to get them out of the way and let the foreigners in, because they can be brainwashed to shoot you. It's not pleasant what's in front of you. On the other hand, you're going to go down with it. It's sort of like if somebody holds a gun to your head and he says, "I'm going to shoot you," doesn't it seem reasonable to struggle a little bit? Because you know he's going to shoot you. You can know he is going to shoot you. But you can control whether he hits you or not. Now, visitors, I would be open for any kind of discussion. I would appreciate it if you would introduce yourselves to the group. And if there is anything you would like to share with us about your work, I wish you would, so we can be ready the next time. But don't everybody rush for that microphone at once.
You're closest. You want to start? Try this. If you're too close, we may have some feedback here.
Well, my name is Norio Hayakawa, and I'm really happy to be here. It was a pleasant surprise to find this place right here, and I don't think it was just a coincidence for me to come here just today. I never knew this gathering. And the only thing I knew was that there was a newspaper called Compact, and I was very impressed with the material inside the Compact newspaper. So anyway, I'm here right now, but I'm just overwhelmed and awe-stricken by this wealth of real information, realistic information. I mean, very real, and that's what I'm interested in, reality. And so I have been associated, I associated before with all types of the so-called, you know, UFO Looney Tunes type of situation. And I disassociated myself with that type of environment, and I have been independently being tracking what the truth is. And so anyway, a lot of the things that I have come to the conclusion is strikingly similar in many ways to the contents of the Contact newspaper. And so I think it's just one more confirmation that you know, that we're into something very, very big, and this is the right connection, one of the right connections right here. And anyway, I am going to just say one thing, is that I am just ignorant in many many things, particularly just about up till about 3 or 4 years ago. I was unaware of the Khazar Republic, and I was just absolutely ignorant. And so a few years ago, when I wrote some articles and so on, and when I was giving lectures, my ignorance was such that I didn't know that aspect of the Khazarian aspect, so I was a little confused. But thank God I came to know the difference, and I am just absolutely 100% convinced that this is the truth, that you know, that we're being deceived. And I have fortunately got in touch with an author from Japan that who was a researcher, and he was for the past 20 to 30 years he was a supporter of the so-called you know, the so-called Christian unquote fundamentalist type of Israel you know, supporter. But he found the truth recently also. He was in Israel many times, and then he began to see the discrepancies in the society in Israel, and he found out that the 10% or maybe, I don't know, a small number of percentage, I don't know, but those people that are in Israel who are oppressed were had nothing to do with Jews, the so-called Jews, and the majority of Israel was controlled by the Ashkenazi and you know, Khazarian type things and situations. So he just found out, and so anyway, he also came to the truth, and so right now he's I got in touch with him, and I explained to him about the UFOs and the deception. So anyway, I'm glad that this is all, you know, coming to light. And I think more and more people will begin to see the real situation. And I have in the past made a couple of videos, but some of these the things that I said before were erroneous. And however, right now, the past year or so, I have really come to know the difference between the Khazarians and you know, the real the truth, you see. So I am fortunate enough to have compiled this video, and I was very surprised that you know, Contact Magazine or newspaper put this article, you know, on my an old article that I wrote, you know, UFOs, Grand Deception, and New World Order. That article itself, the whole book that I wrote was, I had some, at that time I was still ignorant about the Khazarian situation. So, however, in spite of that, I'm glad that this was accepted. At least some of the things that I mentioned were seriously taken, and this is the first time that you know, a newspaper printed part of my you know, Grand Deception scenario. And so I'm just thankful. So you know, I by the way, I will be going to I'll be taking a couple of days of vacation. I'm actually funeral director. So I am, this has nothing to do with my job. This is an extracurricular activity. However,
this man handles life and death.
It's an ultimate profession, but I would like to know the ultimate truth of what's going on at Area 51. So anyway, I will be taking a couple of days, in fact, tomorrow, in fact, Tuesday and Wednesday, I will be there again, and to you know what's going on. And I just my curiosity is endless, and I need to get to the bottom of this. And you know, but fortunately enough, I think what we heard today is very, very, I mean, it just hits, you know, the right spot. It fills the, I mean, we're just, you know, living in such a tremendous time. I mean, it's a fearful time, but at the same time, it's an exciting period. There's no question that fearful things are going to take place. I have a strong feeling that it could be this year, you see. So we got to be prepared. And anyway, the spiritually, I guess we should be. I mean, this is a shield of protection. But we have to know what's going on, and this is the biggest, I think, weapon, is to get the information and also to get it out to the people. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's all I have to say right now, you know. So, thank you.
Well, I want to thank you, because you have prepared in a way that none of the rest of these have thought of doing. You have prepared for your death. They have not. I keep telling them to put water and thing aside, but maybe you're way out there ahead. Before you go out there to Groom Lake again, and there's some in this room that if we can scrape up some pennies, Eric ought to go. A lot of you have waited all this period of time, too, to see where you're going to fit. You're investigators. You are intrigued by this sort of thing. Don't be too overwhelmed. One of the major things that they're playing with now, right over here at Northrop, and have been for several years, but they're getting better at it, are the plasma balls. And they can send out a tube of nothing but energy, and it will look like a flaming or brilliant cylinder. And this was especially noted, and they can put it in the sky and let it hover there. And if you ran in it, you would go right through it, except that it's, of course, electromagnetic power, so, or energy. So you wouldn't want to do that. But you could. You could run a plane right through it. And that is one heck of an illusion. And they can be very, very large. And these are the same principles upon which they are now mocking. And I'm talking about mocking the crop circles, the ice circles. These plasmic balls can be very hot and will burn into ice. Although the energy being given off of them is what will bend the wheat or the grain. You notice that most of the crop circles will be in wheat fields. Or sorghum fields, something where the wheat stalk itself will not be necessarily broken, tweaked, but will literally lay over according to the flow of the energy. And now you can do this too. It will, for a long time you couldn't do it. This is very, very easily done and toyed with the Russian cosmospheres. But you also have the capability now on your globe to go and create those. You can send out little plasmic balls. And it is like sitting with an Etch-a-Sketch machine. And all the little wheels. And you can do the little circles. All of these things in their original primitive form are messages. You're within this circle of time. Now, this will mean something to Jordan more than to Norio. Where you always are speaking of the evil symbol. Now, this is symbol of evil I'm talking about. I'm not making fun of Satanists or anything. But you have the recognized forms of the pentagram. You have the recognized forms of the triangle or the pyramid within the circle. And so we have had ones talk about, quote, our logo. Shouldn't we change that? No. You will find the triangle and the circle, but you will find the circle within the triangle. I'm not going to go into the meaning of that. And everything is energy, which is the lightning bolt, as far as that is our logo. That is our command logo. And you can tell the difference of the different commands, of course, by their logo. Well, doesn't that sort of represent the all-seeing eye? No, it doesn't. Although the all-seeing eye is the Creator's eye. So you will find that these misfits have come along and they've stolen everything that is beautiful, everything that is right, everything that is good. And they directly turn it into its opposition to confuse you. To the point that we have to sit here and wonder what to call them. Well, they call themselves Jews. It's just we mustn't. And we can chuckle, and I call them flukes, because a fluke can be programmed, and it carries virus, and this is what you must hit now, and this is our major thrust at this moment. And this is why I need relief, because there are several things that have got to be done, or man is not going to make it. You see, they know what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing, and you don't know what they're doing to you. Those flukes, you had a while back on that X-Files or Terra X or something, X-Files maybe, something that the fluke was human size living in the sewers or something. That's not far from fact. You can change a fluke more than any parasite. And the flukes inhabit the body. And for anybody, anywhere, to say, I would never have a worm in my body, is BS. You do. It's part of being alive. You do. You pick them up from anywhere, everywhere. They have them now programmed so they can send them out in a pulse beam, and they are already programmed in the larvae form or the egg form. You can take them in through breath. And they are already programmed with viral DNA. And those will grow within your body. They can send through a light beam a parasite that will infect you. So our next thrust must be to begin to clean out the parasites, because civilization cannot make it now that they're programming the parasites that are inside you. So I have said you're going to have to cleanse from within, and you've got to cleanse these parasites off you. And if you wait for Mother Nature to do it, she will do it. It's just like a dog shaking fleas off. And that's pretty horrendous to go through when a planet is cleansed. Now, another question I have picked up from this room is, what in the world happened at Tunguska? I don't want to talk about that now, other than to tell you that was a man-made, earth-made attempt in connection with the alien greys to knock your planet sideways, to tilt your planet. And I want to tell you how idiotic and stupid it was. They had the power, the technology, everything about it was right, except somebody didn't take into account the time zone change. That's how near you came to wiping away your planet. But you see, they had it planned so that if it tilted that many degrees, the water sloshing over, they would have their little world to themselves, and all the rest of you would be wiped away. So you have to keep your eyes open. There is nothing political that it was ever done by accident. And everything, you may as well experience right now, everything on your globe is political at this point. Even your spiritual existence. And you have to rise above it and just pull yourself out of it. And they're going to try and try and try everything they can think of to keep you from doing that. But there are some of you came here to serve, and you're going to sort it out, and they're not going to be able to get to you. But they will back off and leave you alone also. And you can see that someone like Jason Brent hasn't the foggiest notion of what he's about. He just wants to get the Eckers, for instance, because he lost the election, and he can blame them. It never occurs to these egotistical slobs what is really happening. And they don't know what to do with truth. You see, they have to compound their lies. And pretty soon, God people see it. It's all the searching. Bogreitz comes to me and he says, I have searched everywhere. I have studied Zen. I have studied Baba. I have studied XYZ. Now I got myself tangled up with that Mormon church.
Oh boy.
Well, now he's getting himself extricated from the Mormon church, and he still doesn't get the point. You all go out there and search, but for goodness sakes, you don't even know it when you find it. But you know you haven't found it. And isn't it sad when you come to a little place like Tehachapi and you know you found it, and oh my God, what am I going to do now? Better. And you're going to know all those secrets. Because we know all those secrets. We just need an ear. And a voice of truth and reality. It doesn't matter that you make errors in your first tapes. Man has to hear the errors. You learn from error. As long as you don't get up there and say, I know and I am the authority and it's this way. Because it's never that simple. And man will not accept it if you present it that way. Never. He's got to come along and hear the errors being admitted. And if you told the truth, if we had started writing with what we know today, we wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks.